All right, well, everyone's getting ready to getting their things together to get ready for the teachings. I'd like to read the prayer list, since we usually don't have time to do that at the end. Prayers for happy rebirths. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Donna Corey, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Fanny Lewis, Will Manson, Rachel Cole Matteson, Hansa Pandya, Bob Perrys, Alan Smith, Mariposa the Wonderful Cat. Job Search, Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piotti, Tim Powell, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tserin. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blum, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodro, Paul Dumlow, family of Paul Foyle, Nancy Osterhaus, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and family, R.M., family of Will Manson, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Vicki Lee Oldershaw, family of Hansa Pandya, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perrys, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Roy Sorbit, Lobsan Tubten, Andre Zoltan Vass, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Deborah Webb, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs. Okay. So when Geshe-la arrives, we'll be saying the prayers to 21 Taras in a few minutes and other prayers. But when Geshe-la arrives, we'll be reciting the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which there's pamphlets in the bin over there, starting on page 7. And then when that's finished, you should go to the back of the first base sheet in the white prayer book. We'll read out loud the short mandala offering before the teaching, and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start reciting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the flip side of that same day sheet. And then he'll say a prayer or two. And then we'll continue the discussion on the stanza from the Diamond Cutter Sutra, which is found on page 6 of this gold book. The Kadampa, says Kadampa Center in the front. So unless you have a copy of that stanza, you know, it starts with a star, a visual aberration, a flame of a lamp, then please pick up that. It has also the Tibetan in it. So Geshe-la will be talking about the four characteristics of the four principal points. The four principal points to guide us to a meditation of emptiness, which is the four characteristics. And he already started the characteristic of nature. Okay. So let's start with praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. she renewed to the center. The praises to the 21 Tars are in the green pages in the white prayer book. Om I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic. Eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sphere Rose Turbone Lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with white rays resplendent at the thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus. Waterborne and hand adorned. Giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, sections, triumph without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru. Honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, there's Gandharvas Yakshas. Homage with the trident thes sounds, destroying false magic diagrams. Her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Ishtore very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion. She with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jamudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirtha laughing with Dutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to some. Artist Guardians Assembly, taking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Rishef, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she who feel this peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom. Five foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the haymark moon of Deva Lake form. With twice spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With twice Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Destroys hosts of spirit yakshas and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now, if you please flip to the first base sheet toward the front of the book, and let's read the two verses under accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas, through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Okay. So for those who came late, we are going to start as soon as Geshe-la comes in and sits down. Page 7 in the book, the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And then on page 6 of that gold booklet that's in the same bin, so you need to take both books. It has a Kadampa Center on the front. Okay, if you please turn to page 7 in the Guru Yoga booklet, the white one. Start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your elephant speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings. I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to page 13. So we'll say the 5-line prayer to, or 4-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa, whichever you prefer, and 20 times, and the 21st one we'll chant together.
Make it warm.
Mig met se we
ja ja ja
Now, if you'll please turn to page 21, let's read the second verse of the dedication. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, I can't turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. And now in the white prayer book, go to the back of the first base sheet, and let's chant the short mandala offering before the teaching, and then right below that, request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Perki Shu
Good evening.
Good evening, Krishna.
So, just to remind you, so the very beginning referring to Buddhist prayer we just said, you know, right now. So in Buddhism, you know, any like spiritual activities, no? Spiritual activities, whether you are teaching or you are listening Buddha Dharma or you are teaching Buddha Dharma. So the intention is very, very important. So just to remind you, probably it's not something that you are hearing the first time, but just to emphasize, it's very, very critical to. So I'm going to explain this teaching, just to benefit So basically, when you summarize, this is a refuge and protection of prayer. When you summarize, so then it's like, I'm going to listen these teachings in order to benefit sentient beings. This is very, very important. When you giving explanation about Buddha Dharma, so then it's very, very critical from your side. Sincerely, genuinely, try to develop the intentions. I'm going to explain this piece of the teachings, just to benefit sentient beings. That's all, nothing else. Just to benefit, nothing else. And from audience side, same, so going to listen this, just to benefit sentient beings. That's all. So, so I think, looking at that, traditions. It clearly shows everything that we do in Dharma practice is to benefit sentient beings. That's all. So Rinpoche has emphasized that so much. So I think it's not like Rinpoche is telling us something new that we don't know before. We do know before, but somehow it's not in our heart. So it's just here. It's not here. So it's very, very important, it's very important for your own spiritual development. It's very, very important to think sincerely, genuinely, from your heart, all of that, is to just to benefit sentient beings. So of course, all mother sentient beings. So we need to think about, even just benefiting one sentient beings or this. Then it's like then it kind of serves the purpose of studying Buddha Dharma, doing meditations or reading Dharma books. Then it serves the purpose, So that's how you get enlightened, to benefit sentient beings. So you can't get enlightened without benefiting other sentient beings. That's the only way you can get enlightenment. So rely on sentient beings. How you going to rely? So just benefit them. That's how you get enlightened. So for them, the sentient beings play very, very important role for your own enlightenment. Without sentient beings, there will be no enlightenment. There will be no patience. There will be no love. There will be no compassion. So no sentient beings, no liberation, no enlightenment. So Rinpoche emphasized, I'm just here. Reviewing that, so this still now a little bit fresh in our mind. The text that I'm explaining last Wednesday, and also if you are at the retreat, so Rinpoche does have very good voice, so Rinpoche chant this one stanza very, very slowly. So guiding all of us who are in the hall, guiding us, meditation into emptiness. And this stanza is from Golden Light Sutras. Golden Light Sutras. There's one stanza. So and not that difficult to remember. There's only one stanza. It's not like 100 page. Really. So then I decide, okay, man, now it's kind of fresh, so I should explain that, because you already heard from Rinpoche, so now this is going to be as comes the review. So where this stanza is coming from, who taught that stanza? The Shakyamuni Buddha taught, and which sutra? It's called Dorji Choba, this golden line. Oh, Dorji Choba, diamond, sorry, not golden line sutra. Diamond Kata Sutra. Diamond? Diamond Kata Sutra, okay. That's where it's coming from. It's good to know who taught Shakyamuni Buddha, taught where in the sutra, not in the tantra, but sutra. And which sutra, you know, then Diamond Kata Sutra. So then if you look at the sutra, then you will find same strength that you'll find that clearly shows not just somebody just made it up, you know. It's clearly shows it has some origins. So then short review, last Wednesday short review, make sure this item is important, you know, this commentaries kind of guide us. There's four points, and it's going to lead us to how to do meditation on emptiness or how to think about emptiness, okay? So,
it's on page 4 of this book. It has condom. Page 6.
Quick review. No, if you missed last Wednesday's class, probably there's. Is it all recorded? Yeah, so then you can listen there. Quick review. Because I think it's better to say four point rather than translating word by word. Probably create more confusions. So we did there's 4 characteristics of nature, experience, falls, renunciations through 4 principal point. There's 4 characteristics. So that's the commentator used this, you know. It's already been in the stanza, but it's kind of hidden. No, it's kind of hidden because stanza is very short. No, it's very short stanza. So now the first one is like characteristic of nature. What is that? So that is characteristic of nature explained based on star. Then Ravri, you know, Ravri is like, what did I say last Wednesday?
Darkness.
Yeah, it's not, that is a mistake, sorry, that's a mistake. Not from the text, from me, that's a mistake from me. It's not darkness. Ravri is like some kind of problem in the eye consciousness. Some kind of, probably you here in the West, probably you say disease, you know, I'm not sure, but it could be disease too. It's probably some kind of problem or it's okay to call disease, you know, some kind of disease. Makes you see things actually doesn't exist. You know, for example, the person we had person who doesn't have hair and keeps seeing hair falling down, but actually there's no hair. But that person is seriously seeing the hairs kind of like not falling down, it's like coming down. No, the people, when you come down, the people, you like this, hair is coming down. There's some kind of disease in the eye, so that kind of like hallucinate you. Then you end up seeing, you know, that your hair is falling down. Yeah. Even though you have no hair, you know, but you know, that's like what you are seeing is completely you are hallucinated because of some, you know, problem in the eye. So that's called Ravri. It's not darkness. Okay, that's a mistake. It's not darkness. Huh? So please, if you write down, if you written down darkness, so that's a mistake. So make sure don't pass down mistake. There's some kind of, you know, problem in the eye. Come on. Marme, so then light. Marme, you know, refers to butter lamp, any kind of light. Okay. So this, the characteristic of natures, guiding into meditation through characteristics of natures, and that characteristic of nature is explained based on 3 points. There are 3 things: star, the Ravri. So how they translate?
Visual aberration.
Yeah, visual aberrations. So is it disease? Yeah, some kind of disease. Yeah, you can. It's okay to call it disease, no? So that's probably what it's going to call in the West. It's called disease. So. Visual aberration.
Yes, visual aberration.
What is aberration?
Flaw.
Some mistakes. So molar is kind of like, you know, caused by some kind of like, I'm not sure what it's called. But anyway, so on this. So then, Ravija. So now, here, star. So, karma, nangdo niso jirang jize. So star symbolizes nature of emptiness. Okay, star symbolizes nature of emptiness. Or you can say, star, probably better to say, star symbolizes nature of empty. Don't say emptiness, but empty. So we'll stick with that. Empty. Then, also then appearances, something that appears. No? If there's nothing, then it's empty. Star symbolizes both. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so, so then that visual apparitions symbolize empty. Okay? So star symbolize both. Star symbolize empty and appearances. But the visual apparition symbolize just empty. So then light or butter lamp symbolize appearances. Or like opposite of darkness. What do you call light?
Light.
So that doesn't make sense. Light symbolizes light. Then it's like, it's not well said. Light symbolizes light. Then there's like, how
would it be what is visible, what we can see?
Is there any visible in the darkness? There's no visible. Darkness, there's no visible.
No.
Okay, so about visible is better translation. Visible is not light. Light symbolizes visible. All appearance. Appearances?
Yeah.
Appearances. So visible. Apparently, visible is better. Or now. So now, star symbolizes empty, symbolizes visible. Then, visible. Oh. So then, visual apparitions symbolize empty. So the light symbolize visible. Okay? So make sure it doesn't mix up. So maybe I did mix up a little bit last Wednesday. You know? So then all object, not just one object, all each and every object. So here in the West, you don't talk about that, you know. Every object, you know, for example, this prayer well, all object, there's each object, there's two natures, conventional nature, ultimate nature, two natures. Or you can say true truth. Four noble truths, true truth. So each object, you know, has two natures. One is conventional, one is ultimate. Okay? Who sees ultimate? Person who is like meditating, who is in deep meditation of emptiness. What do you call like equipoise, meditative equipoise, I'm not sure, you understand? Okay, meditative equipoise. So that person is not seeing any conventional object at all. While that person is in equipoise, meditative equipoise, how you say that when that person is in the meditative equipoise, so that person's mind, and that person is not seeing any conventional reality or truth, such as, no, that person don't see the prayer well. This is conventional truth, but that person don't see No, only thing that person sees is emptiness. Okay? Then person who don't have realization of emptiness, what they see is they see another nature. What is that nature? That nature is conventional natures. That's conventional truth. So they don't see beyond than that. They don't see ultimate truth. Only they see conventional truth. So they don't see ultimate truth. So there, no, there's the person who sees emptiness directly. When that person has come out of meditative equipoise, so then person they see prayer will. But they don't see prayer is exactly the way we see. That person is like illusion. It's like dream. It's not real. Okay? Everything, you know, they don't label, they don't create story about prayer will, they don't create story about, mainly creating story about, you know, opinion, projecting, imposing something. This is all mainly, unfortunately, done due to the ignorance, means not knowing ultimate truth, caused by that. Not knowing ultimate truth, then that's called ignorance, then caused by that, you know, so then all this, you know, creating stories, you know, so then, you know, opinions, you know, like, see, all of that, okay? Then, person who sees emptiness directly, when they come out of the meditative state, they see it's like illusions, so there's nothing to project. There's nothing to project, there's nothing to comment, there's nothing, no opinions, no, it is as it is. Like child, you know, child sees prayer will, you see prayer will, child sees prayer. Child, they don't label, they don't create a story, they just see as it is. You know, they don't create a story, they don't label. But they see prayer will, but they don't project, they don't impose, they don't, you know, label, they don't create stories. So both of them, both these two truths, conventional truth, ultimate truth, so then star kind of symbolize them, symbolize true truth, star symbolize. How? So during the daytime, even though the star is not visible, you don't see star. What you see just clear sky. So that kind of, you know, symbolizes, you know, as ultimate truth. Clear sky kind of symbolizes ultimate truth. So that's like person who's in as a meditative equipoise. How do you say? Meditative equipoise. That person don't see the star, but only the person sees like sky, clear sky. That's, you know, symbolized. Pabinyam shay kunzo bhe triba chiya maze ba gaja namba chibhe tomba kona si. So now, when you say, the very purpose of, you know, chanting, usually when you say, it's very quick. There's not enough time to reflect on the meaning. When you chant, the word gets stretched, give you more time to think. Instead of saying star, you say star. That gives you more time. Then you think it means, you know, something deep than just star. So then you are thinking about an emptiness. Rather than just start. Is it clear now? Oh, yeah. So then, that's how the person who's in the meditative equipoise, that's how they see. They just see clear sky. They don't see star. Even though star is there, but they don't see. What they see is just ultimate truth. When the day ends, then darkness begins. So then all the stars are going to be visible, very visible. So that's how person who don't see emptiness, that's power darkness, power symbolizes, no, ignorance, not knowing ultimate truth. Ignorance, no, is like, when you heard the word ignorance, what do you think? Yeah, so, you know, some people may not like to hear the word, but that's the truth. You know, so that's the not knowing. What it means, not knowing ultimate truth, that's all. You know, where it's like, no, it's not like, no, so anyway, so not knowing emptiness, no? So darkness symbolizes not knowing emptiness. So because of that, so then you, all the conventional things are very obvious, but ultimate is very much hidden. Hidden? That's how, generally speaking, that's how people interact with the object. They only see conventional truth, and they don't see ultimate truth. Once you start to see ultimate truth, then projection, imposing, creating stories, labeling, opinions kind of reduce. Because there's nothing to put on, you know, it's just, so nothing to project, nothing to, you know, so you don't take very seriously, because for you it's like just illusions. You know, it's like a dream, it's like, you know, it's like illusion, so. But does not mean it doesn't exist, it exists, but it doesn't exist as solid as we think. It is illusions, you know, it is illusions, so. So then, visual, now that finished the star, explanation of the star, that completes that. So now, visual aberrations, so that symbolize empty. Empty? Because it makes you see things, but it doesn't exist. It's empty. What you're seeing is empty. It's not there. But still you see it's very vivid. It's very vivid. It's very real. But actually it doesn't exist. If it exists, then someone who does not have this visual aberration has to see too. Somebody who doesn't have visual aberrations has to see hair on your head. Hair falling down your head, but they don't see hair falling down your head because you don't have hair. So, but you see this thing, I have head, I have hair. You know, but the hair doesn't exist, you know, it's like empty. So that symbolizes empty, okay? Make sense? So then, bottom line symbolizes visible. Anything that's visible, because it's visible because it's based on causes and conditions. Right? Even the butter lamp. Yeah, you have to have butter. First you have to have butter. Then you have to have wax. It's not really wax. It's not made out of wax. But it's made out of cotton wool. Wick. Wick. Then slowly, then you see the butter lamp is going to be visible because the butter and the wick and the lights or the fire. Then the butter lamp appears or butter lamp is going to be visible. Before that, there's no butter lamp. So then everything that's visible is based on causes and conditions. It's not like, it's already there right from the beginning. You know, it's like, based on causes and conditions. No? So that symbolize visible or nama. So now experience, okay? Now that complete star, which symbolizes visible, empty, visual aberrations symbolize empty, butter lamp symbolize visible. Here, empty means you need to not just empty, but you know, you need to think about, you know, this is. It needs to help you to think about emptiness. It's supposed to help you to guide into the emptiness. It's not just empty. No. So then visible, then there's no conventional truth. Empty, you need to supposed to help you to think about ultimate truth. Visible, supposed to help you to think about conventional truth. Truth. So then not knowing Four Noble Truth, it makes it difficult to understand true truth. So then it's important to know to study Four Noble Truth, okay? So now characteristic of experience. So magicians, they create all kinds of things. They create people, they create men, they create women, they create elephants, they create all kinds of things out of piece of wood, division, size of like this. They create things. And when you come to watch, then you know, sometimes they, I think, 1 mile, they all around 1 mile, they do something. So the minute you walk in, your eyes have been tricked. So you are not going to see a piece of wood. What you're going to see, what magician want you to see, that's what you're going to see. You are not going to see a piece of wood, you are going to see probably elephant or something. And you know, so then there's what you're seeing. Then based on that, all kind of emotions arise, you know, liking, not liking, cute, not cute, beautiful, not beautiful, attractive, not attractive, you know, all kind of, you know, emotional things arise based on what you see, not based on what it is. What it is, does not probably, you know, if you see what it is, probably all this emotion will go away, because what you're going to see is a piece of wood, you know, so you can... I'm not sure. Can you piece of wood? Then liking, not liking, anger, all of that. No, so on the piece of wood. So I think the then opinions will reduce. See, piece of wood. There's nothing much to say about piece of wood. So then as you see, the things on the juma can you do home you go. All kinds of things, attractive object, unattractive object, all kinds of object they create, you know. Tell us then, chakshe, attachment arise, there's another form of emotions, hatred or anger arise, another form of emotions, and fear arise, you know. So maybe elephant, this elephant is going to crush you, but actually it's a piece of wood, it's not an elephant. Or, it's not an elephant. In the reality, it's just a piece of wood, no? The elephant is not going to crush you because it's not an elephant, you know? It's not a cute-looking elephant, but it's actually not an elephant, no? So, all, you know, whatever the story is, you know, that you created, it's just a piece of wood. So much. Ignorance is like magicians. Ignorance, not knowing ultimate truth, is like magicians, and create so many things out of, you know, create, you know, as a, let's say, one object. To create so many different opinions, different projections, you know, people impose differently, you know, different stories, they tie with one object, related to the, you know, different beings, and that all of that, you know, like, created by not knowing emptiness, created, many of them is not created by that. Does it make sense? So that's what Rinpoche said. We don't analyze, you know, we don't analyze emptiness of object and emptiness of self. They've both been explained in the text. But when you meditate, and you are supposed to meditate on the emptiness of self first, no? So in order to do that, first we have to distinguish there's one self that's very much super exaggerated, that doesn't exist. The one self does exist, but it's no mere self, merely in people's mind. Oh? So then Rinpoche said, we do so many things, go through so many things, you know, we do all kinds of things, argue, you know, fight, and all kinds of all things. And Rinpoche said, in the end, there's no self. That self doesn't exist. No, so doing all of that, in the end, that self doesn't exist. Oh? The self that, so that's why it's very, very important to identify the object, no self. It's very important to slowly, don't think it's very, very complicated. Slowly analyze. Whenever you feel, oh, I am hurt, oh, I'm very, very happy. And at that moment, what is your observation of self? I am so happy. At that moment, you do feel strong sense of I or self. And at that time, if you analyze, saying, I'm very sad, I was very much hurt, I was treated very badly, you know. So then at that time, oh, somebody called me by name, all that, you know. So then how you feel is, I think, worth to analyze. Okay, that's the initial stage, trying to identify which is superimposed and which is exist. So there's many logic they can do. Sinje koye dunga na wala te bang ge ngor me de de mari be le be phaja le be onki om be mari le be onki cha dan na zo che de dunga ni dunga wa cha ba yin be o So then in English translation, what they say, visual aberration, then?
A flame of a lamp.
Oh.
Illusion, a drop of dew. Or
illusion. Illusion. Oh. So see, now that I just explained, the characteristic of experience refers to illusions. Juma, karma, rabri, malme, juma. Illusions. So now that's the next one. So make sure that I don't take too much time. If this one stanza takes like 3 weeks, then can you imagine Lamji will take like probably 20 years. So now the characteristic of false, okay. So refers to impermanent, okay. So this is all I'm explaining here. So then it will probably know, you can meditate on emptiness based on one stanza rather than like book, like this thick. Just on one stanza, okay. So now this, I think I covered pretty much last Wednesday. Except the characteristic of experience refers to illusions. That's kind of new. So then this is also new. Mita vetsu nimit tasu dunga vetsu nimit tasu niche mita vetsu nimit tasu toni. Namaste pede mita dunga nimit tasu. Now this is talking about downside of samsara, okay? Downside of samsara. How to look at the samsara. Samsara is drawback of samsara through the understanding of impermanent. Just to know. It's not talking about rejecting food, rejecting house, rejecting people. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about look at your situation, make sure that you understand your situations clearly, no? Make sure that you understand your own existence. Make sure that you understand what is like be a part of samsara, what it's like, what is samsara. No? So make sure you understand. So that helps. So then that helps a lot. How to see the drawback of samsara, you know, through understanding of impermanence, okay? And the first one, seeing that through the understanding of impermanence, so there's no example they use is like Mountain Dew. What do you call Mountain Dew? Drop of dew. Siva. We say Tibet they call Siva. Siva, no, drop of dew. Drop of dew. Only one word, Siva. So that's English, very long. Drop of dew. Siva. Tzadze Siva, Tamutini. You see this drop of dew early morning. If you live in a farmland, also in my hometown, and there you see that quite often. So this is what Tamu Tini says. Today, New Papa, so today, Chungse Samji, Mela, Kambojua, Shinto, Midem, Bagashi, Bashins. So, what do you call?
A drop of dew.
Drop of dew. So when drop of dew, when the sunlight hits on the drop of dew, so then that drop of dew, even though, it looks kind of cute. Do you ever saw one? Something quite big, there's all kind of size, different size. So kind of, round and something. So when the sunlight hits, there's the conditions, like sunlight is another conditions. The little conditions make that dew dries up. That clearly shows it's not steady. It's not steady. No, it's not like something you can rely on. It doesn't require much to disappear, not just some little sunlight. Jua, that's an example. When a kamba jua, shindu midem rashim ba shins, duje tamje. Likewise, all this, like as a most object, that's based on causes and conditions, not every single one of them, but object that based on causes and conditions, causes and conditions, so called duje. Produced by something or earned DJ. Tamje Rantu than Chinju Juba Jibanajim Idejus met this. So then all the object is like that. So then I don't want to see any change. I want this prayer will be like that exactly the way it looks now. So if you're getting a little bit also now I'll polish them, so make sure, afraid of, losing something, or seeing some, afraid of seeing change, getting old, dying, or children growing bigger, want to keep them there forever. But that's you are going against impermanent. It's like that's, it's not good. It's going against the reality. It's not good. So you are not allowing, it's going to change anyway, but you yourself is not allowing. But that doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It will change. But knowing that it doesn't do good for you, but it's still you are going through so much suffering, but not opening up your mind for the change, or not seeing change is a part of every product, everything, you know, every change. Oh? But the momentary change, there's subtle impermanent, very difficult to see, but change, you know, like what they say, like wear and tear. Wear and tear. That's not those like that's like the gross impermanent, not gross in the sense. Like the gross is gross. Oh yeah. This is important. Juma Sibu. Dew of drop.
Drop of dew.
So when you hear the word, and you are supposed to think about change, you know, impermanently change, you know. So it's not change. It's not going to change. So the dew that I'm just saying, change you will do. Maybe by living out the change, you didn't change the If you read the foundation of the good quality, some of you already memorized, it's already there. Oh, beautiful looking, very attractive, samsaric goodness, but it's not reliable. No, you can't rely on that forever, but no. It's better to have some understanding, oh, these are not reliable, but it's like enjoy, but when it comes to times when there will be some time, then you have to be flexible to let it go. Otherwise, you know, thinking on that, you know, and changing, but don't want to see change, but there's, you know, then just extra suffering. Whether we like or not, any object, you know, object that based on causes and conditions, it will change. Because this prayer will change, you know, it will disintegrate. Not because, oh, first you make this, then it will wait 1 month to some other cause to make it disintegrate. No. Because very cause that created this will make it disintegrate. Okay. You don't have to wait, okay, oh, there's some cause will come, then I know it starts to disintegrate. It's not like that. Minute it has come to existence, then the very cause that makes them to exist, that very cause will deteriorate them. Rangtup samjine, chinju mujushala minimum, you don't have to wait another cause to, you know, come to disintegrate. So that's very, very important to understand. Therefore, it's not, what's the best word, like, it's not reliable. Reliable? Because, you can say, oh, because, you know, like, oh, that person is kind of picky, you know, or oh, it's this and that, you know, so you use your own stories. That's wrong. You know, because changing, because, you know, like, usually always, you know, like, something. So why is changing? So you need to understand, because it's going to change, because the very cause that created that very cause, that's why causing them change. Not because you and because someone else, no? So that makes sense? This is very important. Rangru dham ni chinju ngi jula midyoba jibe ngadu jime ten chun tijan mesi yide miru sibe punzo. Nila gwoni dorda jindu midyaba la ma chibe namba de mebe namba she sung so jina. Oh yeah, so then drop of dew.
Yes, and then a bubble.
What? Drop of dew? Okay, good, I got that right now. Drop of dew. Computer's working very hard. Thinking here, thinking the quality is as correct or not. So now the bubble. You must have chubu. So now seeing the drawback of samsara, using bubble as example, okay? chubu jipe dungawe suji nimi tenze, junga nimi tenze, chubu dowa ni, dowa na chuyi rangshi, yawa na chuyi rangshi, tar. When the bubbles, how you say, when the bubble comes, when the bubble appears, when the bubble forms, oh, that's very good. When the bubble forms, it forms out of water. It is not different than water. It is formed out of water. When it gets burst, it is going to be water. When it forms out of water, it is not different than water. But when it bursts, it's water. So what we call technically contaminated as so that doesn't mean you cannot enjoy, but you can enjoy. But you will enjoy much better, much more if you have this understanding. So contaminated, contaminated as suffering of feeling. When you carry something, it's not here, but when you carry something, the beginning is not that difficult, right? You don't feel. Then after a couple of hours, then you feel pain. It just becomes visible, it's already there. It's not there before. No, it's just, it's new, it's already there, it's not obvious. It's already there. Sitting on nice sofa, fluffy sofa, sitting there, very comfortable, short while, so then need to move. But that uncomfortable, it's already there, it's not obvious, but it's already, it's not something new, it's already there. Make sense? So did you heard about this everything's impermanent, then second one, Sajatamja Dungawa. So that's why they are saying, it's like temporary relief. It's not real relief, it's like temporary relief. So like the putting this back down is temporary relief. It's not ultimate relief. If you put it back again, the same pain will become there. It's temporary relief. This is good, it gives us choice, So we know now all of that. So then it really helps. Even in this life, it makes it much easier, So look at the Rinpoche. Even, having like, you could say manifest, or maybe Rinpoche had stroke. So you see in the retreat, during prostrations, how much effort Rinpoche put. So like, for Rinpoche, this physical problem is nothing. It means nothing. It means nothing. It means nothing. There's no negative impact, even tiny bit on his mind. It means nothing. seeing that, I think it will definitely help. What do you think? Impermanent knowledge will help you to make your life easier. It's supposed to make your life easier. If that makes your life miserable, so then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. If Dharma makes your life miserable, there's something wrong. Obviously, there's something wrong. Dharma is there to make your life easier. Goal is to make you easy for forever. Make your life easy for forever. You know, it's not just temporary. Now, if that makes your life temporarily miserable, how that will make your life easy for forever? You know? So, I say, so see, this is very important for you, for me, all of us, very important. If your daily practice makes you suffering, it's clear there's something wrong. If you are suffering because of your practice, it's clear there's something wrong. So it makes you more, makes your life more easier, more, you know, okay? So that's quite important. When it appeared as a water. When it's burst, it is no different than water. So that refers to all the conventional, not all the contaminated happiness. What is that? What is contaminated? How did it be contaminated? Contaminated by afflicted mind. That's how that how it get contaminated, because of afflicted mind. If there's no afflictions, there's no contamination. There's no contamination. So therefore, as I mentioned before, the very purpose or power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. Technically, you call nyumong, afflicted mind. The minute it arises, it makes you unhappy. Nyumong, very mind, when it arises, it makes you, yeah, it makes you, it disturbs you, it disturbs your mind. Oh, when you know, oh, yeah, that, karma, star, visual aberrations, light, illusions, illusions, drop of dew. Yes, that's short examination here, English exam. So then, bubble. Bubbles here. Come on, so now the dream. So what time is now? How we are doing? So then, please, use this, to help yourself to deepen your understanding of emptiness, based on this stanza from Diamond Carter Sutras. So I just Dewan Governor Dungaje, number 2, Dungaje Sheche. So now, when you look at the Four Noble Truths, the first truth, truth of sufferings, Dungaje Dunga, suffering of suffering. You know, I know, animals know, not big deal. Even animals know. Suffering of change, animals probably know suffering of change. So when it's hot, they go under the tree. When it's cold, they come under the sun. Look at all the turtles in the lake. It's not just human beings are enjoying nice weather. Even the turtle, they comes out, all lines up. A lot of them, they also, enjoying. They know how to enjoy the warm weather too, not just us. So they also know, suffering will change, If it's like cold, you should stay in cold, you should get out on the tree and make yourself warm. So that's suffering will change. So now, last one, the word Rinpoche says, usually like, Chabot Deje Donga, pervasive compound. Do anybody remember? So I heard this kind of different translation. So anyway, Chabad Duje Dunga. Chabad Duje Dunga. So suffering is not pain. It's not just pain. Pain is like, probably falls into category of the first two suffering. Suffering does not mean always mean pain. So when we talk about pain, then we are talking about the first two sufferings. That's what we are talking about. We are not talking about the last suffering at all. There's no basically aggregate. Yeah, so far I stopped talking more, so I'll just read here. So otherwise, no. Tanyam ni dunga ji shi mebe, chapa du ji dunga shi de, tanyam ni dunga ji shi mebe. Tanyam ni dunga ji shi mebe, chapa du ji dunga shi de, chapa du ji dunga, tanyam ni. So now, talking about feeling, there's like pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, pain or you know, pleasure, whatever you call. So that's called, it's not really pleasure, but it's not really pain. For us, that's not suffering, right? For us, there's not really suffering. But actually, that's no like called, but equal, the neutral, it's not really pleasure, it's not really pain. This body, it's not really pleasure, it's not really pain, but it is, you know, the last suffering, or doesn't mean pain. Or so, knowing that, I think, then you kind of understand your own existence. Okay, I'm going to get old, you know. So that's part of life. You know? So I'm going to die. I'm going to rebirth again. This is all part of the existence, you know. So it's not like something that somebody created, you know. It's part of existence. Tesunga chibana je samo dedu ta chome chiba yo jang tesunga chibana je samo dedu ta chome chiba yo jang papa khas ban je singo ko khas je tesunga je suffering of change, then another last suffering. It's not really pain, it's not really pleasure. But for, like, how you say, child, it refers to people who don't see emptiness, it's called as child, sorry, but you know, that includes me too. So, maybe they have, not all of us, if there's anybody who don't see emptiness directly, it's called as, like, you know, child, or here. Chibali Samu, they do the, there is difference, you know, and some of them with things, is happiness, some of them we think suffering, and some, you know, we most of not aware it is suffering. But for like supreme beings refers to person who sees emptiness directly, could be lay person too, doesn't have to be monks and nuns, could be anybody, you know, who sees emptiness directly. For them, koa kagisemuna devanana yomais, for them, how we interact and how we see samsara, you know, if you are part of samsara, then how you see, you know, samsara, and how that Arya being who see emptiness daily, how they see samsara. They see samsara is like tip of needle, tip of needles. No matter which direction you sit on, it's going to be painful. For Arya being, you know. Not for us, no. So it's quite good, you know, so comfortable. So, but same time, that comfortable won't will last forever, you know. So need to understand the world. So it makes sense. Pabe kaza na jisimo koa kagwe samuna dewa na jayumais. Koa kagwe samuna dewa na jayumais. Sumbashin dewe rangi chungse jameva dunga le madebe dunga pabe dewa jisumsus. So therefore, it's called truth of Four Noble Truth. That's why they call Four Noble Truth. Because that's why they call Four Noble Truth. And among those, first one is Truth of Suffering. It's called Noble. That's why they call Noble. Because they, the way we see is, the way they see is different, you know. So they see is like tip of needle. Samsara is like tip of needle. And So for you, for me, you know, like so, it's a little bit different. Am I right? Yeah. American samsara is better than... Nepali samsara. Yeah. Nice road, clean water, lot of beautiful park, you know, so... And the food in the supermarket. Oh, man. Unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable. It's just like so many, I think, so much positive karma has been created, believe or not. So much food, you know, like all this is a result. It's a result of karma, The result of positive karma, Rinpoche said, positive karma means dharma. Rinpoche said, didn't Rinpoche say, no dharma, no money? Money is, didn't Rinpoche say? Yeah, no money, like that. No dharma, no money. Then it's no dharma, no food. Not just one food, many, many different kinds of foods, like 100 different cheese. No dharma, no 100 different cheese. Even though just one cheese, no dharma. So, means positive karma, because of, you know, created by, you know, some form of, doesn't have to be Buddha Dharma, but has some kind of, some form of spiritual practice created positive karma as a result. So, unbelievable, you know, like road, air, the water, the park, and the supermarket, not just one supermarket, there's many of them, you know. So, there's many, each one of them, so many aisles. Each aisle you go through, oh, mom, there's like so many food. So, that's just like, if you, but they will take many, many years to examine how that karma has been created. Probably it will take eons to examine. Even just a piece, even just the chips karma. Chips karma, even just chips karma that you created, it will take eons to examine all these different karma of chips you created somehow. So, you know, there's something to probably, you know, motivate you to create more positive karma, because water that you drink, the air you breathe, convenient, everything, you know, like road, so must motivate you to create more positive karma if you continuously want to enjoy something like that. So that's why, you know, that's why they're called Four Noble Truths. That's why it's called noble. That's how the eye of being sees some sort of strip of needle. So this is like temporary relief. It's not really relief, but it looks like happiness, but actually not happiness. It's just, absence of some difficulties, but it's not freedoms. You know, it's just temporary relief. You know? But we see different. So that's why they, for them, is the first noble truth is noble. You know, it's like something to think about, because there is, why you think about it, because then there is reason you think about that. You know, so there's way out. It's not because there's no way out. If there's no way out, doesn't make sense to think about suffering at all. So now I'll probably stop here. So then the next Wednesday is going to be finished. It's going to be complete. Okay? So now the next Wednesday, the characteristic of, you know, this, if you literally translate, characteristic of renunciations. So now that is, you know, actual meditation on emptiness. Okay? So then, and all the light of the path teaching has been recorded in FMD website. So when Rinpoche chants, you can just say the word slowly, you know, star, meditate, or come on, visual aberrations. So I think the light of the path, I think they did create quite good tune for the Heart Sutra. I think, you know, that's the way they recite the Heart Sutra. And I kind of like that tune. It's like, but you can hardly hear the word. But I think it's more like chanting than reading some kind of newspaper. Yeah. So it sounds more like chanting. I think it's good. So then after this, you know, when I finish next Wednesday, I'm going to finish this. So then after that, so I'm going to review another, you know, like couple of things that Rinpoche emphasized on the retreat. So then, you know, a couple of mantras, you know, so before I start Lamrim, so that is good, you know, so then they'll just slowly start to put into practice. So then there's, you know, like a best form of offering that you can ever offer. You know, more practice you do, so then that's the best form of offering. So material offering is the last. So then service taken, the best one, you know, is like practice, put into practice. So, yeah. So we'll stop here. Only 2 minutes left. So next Wednesday I'm going to complete this. Okay? Yeah. So is there a discussion group or? Yeah, so then I will say some dedication. You want to say dedication or should I say dedication? Or you're going to say in English? Dedication?
I want to hear
you. It's all going to be in Tibetan, so. Dāgē shīnyē sābēn kē wā tētēn tāntō wā kōn lō kāmbē tō chē pārā jī sō lō sāng tāpē tēn bē nīmbō rī tō chē wā tāng jā tō lī nī lā yī chē bē tē pā tāng kī chū tā chā chū kē sēn tā tā wā nāng bā tā bā tā tā wā kōn tō tī nē tō wā mē bē nī wā jī mē chū tō chē pā rī chē wā tāng jā tō lī nā wā tā yī chē kō nēn kē wē tā wā chī yī chē pā tā mē shē nē tā rī nā bā tā wā kō nē rī wē Simchen nepa, chinepa, nyudu nene, 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 malipa, tato jo wame pa, jo, pama simchen tamche, dedan te juje, ngero tamche, tato tu wana, chanchu samba, kana sa jo, teta kunji, menam tu juje, chona, kunje, le tamche, dunga nepa, chinepa, teta tato, su tamche, nega jo, tato washi, chuje, jaba, zongabe, chuzo, namba, pe, wata, keje, sema, shi, wata, tunje, mbele, za washi, tata, juje, tezum, nato, ya, suni, je, jaso, tato, ne, jawa, lo, zata, pa, ete, ma, yele, ma, jo, nje, Jawa tamche to lente la yiji pe te pata ngin chunta cha chuke senta tawa namba tawa tawa kondo chunne tsuwa mebe nye wanji me chuta chuma shu. Jawa tamche to lueta nga ta yiji kone kiwe zawa chinye jawa tamche. Shunte ta cha chu namba tawa kone chu chu chaya cha chu simcho rinpo chen ma chen pala chu 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 wanji ma me waya. Kone kondo me washa toni namba rinpo chen ma chen pala chu 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 wanji ma me waya kone kondo pe waya shu. Jundai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-dai-d